It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump into the podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. I think my record, I forget. I always want to say it's 47, but I think it's 27 seconds to take this thing. It's so easy to set up and take down. It's so nice with the screens now and how it comes with workouts and things for the players to do. You will not be disappointed in it. Mention Coach Unplugged, they'll give you $400. You said it right. I went to them and I said, I got to take care of my people. $350 is not enough. You mentioned Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off your next purchase. So go over and check it out. Also go over and check out ttubes.com for coaches who want to get better. It's what allows me to put this podcast out every day. And it's what allows me to put all the free resources and things I do out into the world. It pays the bills. So go over and check it out. 14-day free trial. It is a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is everything that you need. You get my email address. You're able to contact me. You're able to jump in our office hours. You're able to find anything. If we don't have it, we'll find it for you along with a 14-day free trial. So go over and check that out. Also, we'd love if you love these podcasts. We'd love you if you went over and checked out High School Hoops or the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast or the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. We'd love if you go check those out. We'd also love if you left a 5-star review. All right, let's head off to the pod. Let's head off. Bye.
All right, so hiring process, huh?
Yeah, I have. I've been coaching middle school ball for 7 years.
Okay.
And there's been some recent. To be honest with you, I want to be at the high school where I'm at. Like, this is my hometown, but this guy that's there, I don't think he's ever going to leave. So I feel like I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
Sometimes you got to go somewhere else to come back home too.
That's what I've heard. So there's a couple jobs, and I've never interviewed for a high school job. I've never even, thought about a whole lot about it. So I'm trying to get my stuff together, and I've kind of put my resume stuff together, kind of like your example.
Yep.
And use that. So, but like I was looking through this program philosophy stuff. I thought, dear Lord, have mercy. So I just wanted you to kind of walk through that with me and just, all that kind of stuff.
Yep. I actually have a podcast coming up because I interviewed our AD, our athletic director, who used to be my assistant coach. It was like, we talked for like an hour about hiring. Cause I think hiring is going to be different now over the next, if you're looking at jobs that are posted right now, I think we're in a whole different world.
Yeah.
I just think because I don't know if I think the interview might have to be like this. I don't know if it's going to be in person. So I think what you put on paper is going to be even more important maybe now than previously.
Yeah.
So what you basically have to do is think about everything that could possibly happen.
Okay. All right.
And try to put it like, okay. So, I mean, it's everything from budgets to buses to, and most administrators are most concerned about how are you going to deal with the kids and the players, and how are you going to deal with the parents?
Because
unless you're, Bobby Knight's quote is the best quote ever. He says the best high school job is at an orphanage.
but I could say why.
You can say why, but you know why. But so you have to deal with it. Basically, has to be this triangle. How are you going to deal with the kids and the parents and that interaction? So I think most administrators, they'll come back to the X's and O's. They'll come back to how you're going to run your program, how you're going to be the leader of it, how you're going to run your youth program, what offense you're going to, all that stuff. But most people that are going to hire you are going to think about how much is my phone going to ring? You know, how many emails am I going to get? And most of that stuff can be dealt with as long as you're communicating. People are not always going to be happy with you, but as long as the players know and the parents know kind of what's going on, here's my rule. Yeah. Here's what's going to happen when Johnny misses the bus. Here's what's going to happen when Susie decides she wants to go to a volleyball tournament rather than come and play basketball. What are going to be the actions? What's the chain of command? All of those things you really got to work through.
Okay.
As much as the X's and O's stuff. So I think sometimes people worry about like what kind of offense, what's my program philosophy, you know, how am I going to run maybe my youth program? Those are all important, and that's probably half of the cake. But the other half of the cake is literally – now, are you a teacher?
I am, yeah. I'm a teacher's aide currently.
Okay.
In the state of Tennessee, as long as you're a full-time employee, you can do it. And I'm actually working on my teaching degree currently.
Then you'll be good. If you get your teaching degree, trust me, there's plenty of jobs.
And it's in science. My teaching degree is actually going to be in biology.
So. If it's in science or math, you're good to go.
I'm pretty good. Yeah,
or you're a special ed teacher. One of those three, you're really good. Okay, so that's good. Now, what's your feeling on coaching and teaching in the same building? Is that what you want to do?
Yes, I do want to do that. I feel like I need to be there with my kids and, you know, boys or girls. I need to be there and just be involved with what they do.
And I think that's a good selling point. I've told people I would never take a job that I wasn't in the building. And I know that can't always happen. And I know there's coaches that want to coach that can't be teachers.
Yeah.
Me personally, over 30 years of teaching and coaching, I have put out so many brush fires. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, at the middle school, they just come to me. They don't go to the principal. They just bring them to me.
Right. But it's like the number of stuff that you can de-escalate before it becomes an issue is insane. And that's why I always recommend if you can. So that has to be part of the process too. Like, okay, are you going to hire me? Are we going to look for a job? Are you going to be able to get me in the building is one of the discussion points. So what do you feel like? And I think I have on Teach Hoops, I have a list of like 80,000 questions that people can ask. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they have answers and stuff. So what I would do is at some point find somebody to ask you those questions. As soon as you get an interview set up, to actually practice doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I do.
Yeah, so like a friend or something, you can go out and have a couple of beers. You could sit in a booth and they just start shooting questions. Because until you actually answer it, on the fly, it's different. Like you can look at a question and go, I know how I'd answer that. But they to be able to actually do like we're doing right now and spit it out is much harder. So that recently the coaches I've talked through Teach Hoops, a lot of people have been asked to diagram stuff, like go to a whiteboard and say, hey, show me your offense. Show me what play you would run at the end of a game. So you got to have those things thought of. And then some people, I've actually had a couple people out west that actually had to go run a mini practice. So I don't know how intense your districts are, but just have all that stuff kind of ready in your mind. What do you feel? Do you feel like you got a philosophy? Do you feel like you have an outline of where you want to go?
Yeah,
you can steal as much of my stuff as you want. Go right ahead.
They won't. I mean, and I've thought about that in my resume. I stole like the format and stuff.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, basically, here's what's going to happen. You're going to come up with a philosophy and you're going to come up with kind of an outline of what you think. And then you're going to get, it's like your first teaching gig. You're taking teaching classes or education classes and they're telling you all this stuff. until you get like, it's like war, until they start, until that first bullet flies over your head.
Yeah.
Basic training is basic training. Until you walk in front of that class or until you run a full season, you're really not going to know what's around the next corner. Like,
right. And that's the benefit I got. And now, like my job, I actually run the computer lab. I do all the computer classes. I'm an aide, but I do all teacher work. I do everything just like teachers. So,
that's definitely easy. Right. But it's like I always tell people, like, I think it was my first or second year, the bus didn't show up, you know? Oh, and it's like, what do you do? Like, until you can have everything mapped out. But if the bus don't show up, it's like, oh crap. All right. Well, let's throw the guys in our cars. And luckily we were only 20 minutes away. But it's like, what are you going to do? Like, you got to, you got to adjust. So it's until that happens. So what do you feel good about in, or what do you feel like you need help on?
A lot of it, like I feel like my coach philosophy, defense and offense, I know who I am as a coach.
Should.
But one thing for me as a coach too, that I feel that I said this to somebody one time and I believe it's true. I'm dedicated to winning. Like right now where I live, we've won a bunch of ball games. That ain't no kidding. Like we've won and done a bunch of stuff, but we've won it because I don't care what offense we run. I don't care what defense we run. I want to do what's going to win games.
Right.
And I'm not,
I told people I'll win 3-2 if that wins.
That's it. That's exactly right.
I will win 130-12 if I need to.
Yeah.
I just want to the boys or girls want to win. I want to win. That's the, otherwise why are we keeping score? Like,
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, if in an ideal world, and that we've been successful doing this, we've been able to run the dribble drive offense.
That's a great offense.
For 6 of my 7 years.
Okay.
And so in our practices and stuff, we are able to teach skills and drills, and we're working more on that than working on plays and a bunch of silly stuff like that. I'm the only middle school around here that primarily runs man-to-man defense. Like, we sell out on it. I mean, we run on the bus.
Well, and the thing is, if you run man, you can always run something else.
Exactly.
You can't go the other way. I agree.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I know who we are, what some of my principles are on defense, like some things that I like a little differently maybe than that I've picked and choose from other coaches and stuff. And I don't know, I might have told you this in an email before. I have started the youth basketball deal and that stuff. Like, I was noticing some of the great stuff you had below it and different stuff.
Yep.
I actually started a nonprofit basketball group.
That's awesome.
Yeah, called the Basketball Factory.
Did you get a 501c and everything?
Yes, sir. I am as legit as you can be. I've got it.
That's awesome.
And so we do training, and we started at travel ball teams and stuff. But now ours is not super, like, I tell folks we're here to help your kid get better.
Right.
Ours is done by the summertime. Like, we don't keep folks all summer and travel God knows everywhere else.
Right. I'm telling you, anybody, it's like, why are people traveling 400 miles when you can travel 20? It's like, it makes no sense to me.
Exactly. It's not 30 years ago anymore. It's like, there is tournaments literally everywhere.
Well, there aren't. And a lot of people, a lot of these guys are going to be hurting. Like, a lot of these places is like, holy crud. Cause I don't think this stuff is going to open up this summer. I'm just,
that's what I said. I told folks, it won't surprise me if we miss off.
That's a good interview question. I just thought of too. It's like, cause I've already started working and I'm starting to put stuff on Teach Hoops. Like, I'm starting to think like, I'm not going to see my guys this summer. I'm convinced. Yeah. So I've already started thinking about, okay, workouts that they can do, strength, conditioning, all that stuff. I put a basketball specific one up. I put a non-basketball because I'm not convinced I'm going to see them at all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to communicate like, you need to do this and then you need to do this. And it's like, man, how does that happen? So I think that's the question. Like that's not on my list. I know it's not on my list because we've never had a world pandemic, but if you're in the interview and it's a month from now, I'm asking you, what are you going to do for the girls this summer? Like, what are you going to do? Like, that would be a perfect question for the world that we're living in now. It's like, you better have an answer to that. Like, what is your plan for, connecting with them, with getting them to work, with, and everything I've been doing some reading on this. And it's like the key to the summer stuff and the key to the non-contact stuff is there has to be an interaction between the two people. So, if they're going out and shooting, then they got to send you a video of them making 10 free throws in a row. Or You know, they have to send you, we live in a world where they all have phones. Shoot, they can send it to you. So that's where that interact, and then you giving them feedback from that is the key. So them sending it to you is only one way. If you want them to keep sending you stuff, then you have to give interaction back to them. Like, hey, your left hand looks like it needs a little work, or hey, maybe you need to work on your finishing or whatever it is. So when you're thinking about that stuff this summer, that's the interaction that needs to happen. Because otherwise they're going to just get bored with it and they're going to go play Xbox or whatever they're going to do.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had the good fortune of, like if I get a high school job, I've never had a bunch of kids who they ain't signed, sealed, delivered for basketball.
Right.
You know, and so I'm like, that's the stuff that I'll really have to push with them, because they, if they've never had it or it's different, you know, and I'm
right. And the funny thing about high schools, they're getting pulled in 17 directions.
Right.
Like, you know, maybe they're a volleyball player and then the girls volleyball team and wants them to do this. And then the girls basketball coach wants them to do this. Maybe they run track too. And it's like, they're getting pulled. So that's the hard part. Do you feel like you have something you could, a portfolio that you could give right now?
Probably.
First of all, do you have a job that you think you want to apply for?
Yeah, I do have one, and I actually sent in my resume already, because that's all they wanted. All they asked for was like a resume and references and stuff. So I got that together.
How do you feel about the community? Don't name the community, but how do you feel about the community?
It's a program literally 15 minutes from where I live.
Okay.
They've historically been pretty good. They were better when I was in school. They were a little better. They made it to state. And the guy that's been there, he's been there like, I think, 21 years.
Can you win there?
I feel like you can.
And then do you feel like the kids in the community will buy in?
I do. Like, and their girls team is really good. Their girls high school team is super good. And they've been good for a while.
And so the guys coach been there 21 years. How long has the girls coach been there?
40.
Okay. So that's good. No, the questions I'm asking is the questions I ask every coach, because
I got you.
If you say 4 years, then it's like, whoa, why four? You know, then you got to do some digging. But 21 and 41 means you probably have a community that supports you. You probably have an administration that supports you, that wants to win. Yeah. Those are all good signs.
Yeah.
Knowing nothing about it. Yeah.
Right. Right. And they've kind of fell off here recently. They're not as good as they were, but now we play their middle school boys team.
Right.
And they've got some really good middle school boys players coming.
That's because
I know we played them.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what you want. You want to know where the, Mm-hmm. There's two types of coaches with players and ex-coaches. So
that's right.
I say that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So the resume's done.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, so, I've got it done.
So philosophy's the next thing.
Yeah, that's the biggest key that I'm going to have to try to put together, is just the philosophy stuff.
And that communication thing is usually what people forget. Really work on, you know, what's your chain of command?
Right.
You know, how, let's say Johnny's mom is really mad. What should Johnny's mom do first?
Right.
You know, and I spell this out literally in writing, like, Johnny should come talk to me first.
Right.
That solves 90% of the problems. Not 90, gotcha. 70% of the problems. Then Johnny and his mom should come talk to me. That solves 90% of the problems. Then if Johnny and mom still are mad, then they should go talk to whoever it is in your school, the athletic director, then the principal, whatever the chain of command is.
Yeah.
And then that's something you talk to your administrator or your boss about. This is what I'm setting up, because I want to help the kid. Like, the kid's got to come talk to me first. Then the parent and the kid can come. Usually it doesn't get past parent-kid, to be honest with you, most of the time, unless you're working a back channel, and then you're nothing you're going to do about it anyway.
Right. And I actually now, I'm actually have a parent meeting at the first of the year with all my parents.
Yep. Absolutely. We call them parent. All, those, yep. All the rules.
But you want to
put that in writing, and you want to, the person you're interviewing, you, they should know that you've done that.
Yeah. I've got it all in writing. I actually Perfect. Have that in another Perfect. Form that I've got. Yep. So I just didn't know if that would be appropriate to put
No, in that's writing, absolutely. You know? Literally anything you think that they could have a question on should go in the portfolio. Like, okay. You know, here's when I'm ordering buses. Here's what I'm thinking for summer workouts. Here's what I'm thinking. Because this is not a – coaching basketball, high school basketball is a 24-7, 365-day – you have to do it all the time. Like, it's not like it, it's not yeah. an old school thing where you just show up in November.
Right.
So
well, – and that's what I do with middle school now. Like, right. I tell folks – I probably treat middle school more serious than half the high school teams around here.
Right.
Because it means that much to me.
Right. I mean, you're competitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
We never played board games growing up because no one would talk to anybody.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
Nothing wrong with being competitive, man. That's exactly. all right.
Yeah. So that's like, okay, so I'll make sure that I have that stuff.
So have it all in there. And if you've written, I've told coaches, put in a practice plan. Nothing wrong with that okay. in a portfolio. Let them see that you know what you're going to do. Show them.
I have all them for 6 years. I have
practice. Show them a scouting report. Show them how you would scout a team. Show them how you would, you know, I tell the boys, there's nothing that you're going to do that I probably haven't thought about. Now, if this had happened during basketball season, the world pandemic would have caught me off guard.
Right.
This one would have gotten me. But, you know, because I know we were our state was in the Elite Eight and we had just lost. We didn't make it to the Elite Eight. We had made it to Sweet 16. So, but anyway, if we'd have won the next game and then they played that game in front of no one, the two teams and the referees, and that was it. I would not have been prepared for that. Like,
right.
But I literally know this is where you're going to sit. This is how we deal with the bus. This is how we
yeah.
pregame. Yeah. This is how we deal with curfew. This is how we deal with literally you got to walk through everything that can possibly happen. And if it can go in your portfolio, put it in your portfolio. Because what someone's doing that's hiring you is making sure that you've thought about things. Like, I want to hire somebody that's going to take it seriously, that wants to win, that knows how to deal with kids. And I think that's what's lost in a lot of people that apply is they forget that the people that are hiring are teachers or former teachers for the most part normally, or are in education. So you're an educator first, you're a basketball coach second, you're a teacher first before you're a basketball coach. So a lot of guys go in there, think they're applying for the Duke job. Well, you're not, you're applying for a high school basketball job.
Yeah.
And the people that are interviewing you, whether it's parents, players, the athletic director, the former, whatever it is, are all teachers. And they're looking to make sure that you know how to run your classroom. So basically, luckily you've been teaching already, so you kind of know how that works. Like, you got to have structure to your classroom.
Right. Yeah, and that's what, if there's a criticism I think that anybody may have, is that sometimes I'm almost too structured when it comes to basketball and different stuff, you know.
And that will change. The thing is, I think you're also honest in the interview. It's like, you know, people used to drive to schools in horse and buggies too. People change.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People change. People, I mean, I'm not sure we'll shake hands in the after a game. I mean.
Right. Might just be an air five or something.
Or something. Yeah. Who knows what it's going to be. But we change. This is what I do right now. I'm willing to change. You know, it's like I've become a lot more flexible as I've gotten older with my guys, because I'm trying to connect with them in different ways.
Right.
So, but I think that's something that can come across in an interview. But you feel good. Let's say I call you in 3 days and say, hey, we're going to have an interview in a week. Are you ready?
Oh gosh. I would hope so. I think so. I think I would be.
Because that's where I think you got to go find that friend and start doing interview questions.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you send a resume out, you're on a pile now. You who knows? I mean, even if they haven't posted it. Have they posted the job yet?
Yeah, they did. They put it on the TWSWA website. They'd posted in there. And actually how I knew about it is that guy that resigned as their coach, he retired. He didn't resign. He just retired.
Yeah.
And with all this going, I guess he figured, hey, it's my time. I'm out.
Sure, yeah, I don't blame him.
I don't either.
I'm out of here.
And the guy that he actually has a daughter that is probably the best player in our area. I've trained her for like three summers.
Okay.
And so he said, hey, the high school boys job's coming opening. And he said, and I'm putting in for the athletic director job. He said, I'd like for you to think about putting in for the coach job. And so I was like, okay. And because, yeah. I think it's a good opportunity for sure. And so that's pretty much how I even found out about it.
And so have you followed, when did you send the resume?
Not till Wednesday or Thursday. This week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I would follow, don't, it shouldn't be more than a week before you follow up.
Okay.
Follow up, send them a, okay. I mean, I just did my life lesson. I mean, I would even do a handwritten note rather than an email.
Yeah.
Cause it means more. It has more power, a handwritten note. Hey, thanks for doing this. I'm super excited. I'd love to be able to sit and talk to you about it. Da da da. Throw it in his mailbox, whatever. I mean, that shows you're serious too. An email, I could send you an email and we get off this in 30 seconds. But if I'm going to send you if I'm going to drop you a note, I got to get it. I got to get a stamp. I got to address it. I got to drop it off. I got to put it in my mailbox. So if this is, you're serious about this one and he sounds like he's serious about you, then I would definitely, I would get on that ASAP. Yeah.
And
especially if it's been posted, that means it's live. Like, has he been hired as the AD yet?
He hasn't, but he feels he's going to get it. That's why he told me. Now, and I'll tell you the truth, they had an assistant coach there who's been there probably 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
I just straight up asked him because that's who I am. I don't know if I give that vibe to you. I just try to ask up front because I don't want to waste my time or your time or anybody's time.
If you're going to hire the assistant, don't waste my time.
That's exactly what I said. I said, is he not going to get it? And he said, I don't think so because a lot of people don't care for him a lot. And I was like, okay. And that's what kind of, sparked my interest. Well, maybe I do have a shot,
Right.
And so that's why I put in. But something I wanted to ask you just personally.
Yep.
Because this bothers me, to be honest. Some people have told me that other coaches have told me that they don't think that I'll get an opportunity to coach at the high school level until I'm an assistant coach first.
You've kind of been an assistant too. Now, the hard part is I lost my first job because I didn't get it because I hadn't been a head coach. I was an assistant and hadn't been a head. So there's always reasons why you won't get something. Mm-hmm. How do you ever become a head coach if someone doesn't eventually give you a chance, right?
Right.
Somebody's got to give you a chance at some point. No, it sounds like, first of all, it sounds like you've been an assistant anyway. And actually what you're doing is probably more preparation than being an assistant in the sense that, so if that's a concern, then I think in your philosophy, you should make sure you know how to deal with assistants. Here's how I'm going to hire assistants, all that kind of stuff. But you've almost been a head coach of a middle school, which is running a program, because that's what a head basketball coach, at least in a big school like mine, is. You're basically a CEO too. Like, I got to oversee everything.
And that's what I've been doing. That's what I've done for 7 years.
Right. So I don't think that's necessarily the case. Now, if you had never coached before, or you had coached like a middle school AAU program or hadn't been in small schools, maybe I could see that. But no, I don't think that's I make a negative into a positive whenever I get into an interview. If that came up and he says, hey, you've never been a head coach, I go, I haven't, but I've run a program. I've done this. I've done this. I've done this.
Yeah. Yeah.
At some point someone's going to give me a chance to be a head coach. Hopefully it's you, blah, 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 blah,
Right. Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
And that's what I think that, cause that kind of bothers me because I feel a lot of stuff that I'm doing for middle school as a head coach will correlate to what high school's going.
Right. No, I think it will. I think it will.
Yeah. And so that's why I just think, and really we've been a pledge program. When I inherited this program, we hadn't won in a decade.
Right.
We were $700 in debt. I swore the people that come before me was stealing.
Right.
It was that bad. And now we got everything.
For our youth program, we have an entire board. Cause to be honest with you, I just think people spend money. I don't think most of the time people are stealing. I just think it just poof, like, oh, we need some balls. And they just go buy it. And it's like,
you mean? Like, we got a plan for stuff, you know?
Well, the thing was, is there was nothing there. They right. hadn't bought uniforms in like 8 years before I came.
Yeah.
They had crap back. And I thought, I was like, what is this place?
Yeah, you know?
It's my town. It's my hometown.
I know.
And I'm just like, but we fixed it all. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. And whoever comes after me, coach, this is the truth. I've told folks, all they got to do is run the machine.
Right. That's what I would say in an interview too. It's like, I'm going to leave this thing better than I found it. And I'm going to help the person that comes after me. And yeah. And what I would say in the interview is like, when you hire me and someday when I leave this program, it's going to be better than when I found it. You know, it's like what my parents said, when you go someplace, you find it, you leave it better than you found it. You know,
exactly.
You go to somebody's house, you leave the bedroom nicer than you found it. That's what you do. It's the thing. And that's what I'll do for your program. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you're basically a salesman at this point. Like, you got to sell yourself.
Right.
I mean, I think
that's hard for me.
Yeah.
That's so hard.
I know.
I hate it.
You got it. That's where I think definitely find somebody that's going to ask you questions, throw them at you. Because you got to be, I don't want to say arrogant, but you got to be confident in these things. Like, and it's going to even be harder if it's not in person. If it's in person, that's great. But you got to exude like, I'm excited about this, man. This is like, I want this job more. I mean, when I got the job I'm in right now, I literally would have run you over with my car. And I was the only applicant. Like, they've been horrible. They've been horrible. And I was the only, no one wanted this job. I was the only applicant. But the way I went into that interview is like, I want this job more than anything. Because I knew it was a sleeping giant. I knew there were players coming.
Yeah.
It's like, I'll do anything for this. That's what you got to exude that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're in good shape, coach.
I think you're in good shape. If you want to send me over what you're working on with your portfolio and stuff, I'll look at it too for you.
Okay. Awesome. That'll be great. Yeah. I will.
Yeah. You do that. I mean, I can definitely look at that and throw anything back for sure.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome. Okay. All right.
I think you're in good shape.
Okay.
I think you just needed me to lift you up a little. You're good.
Yep.
You're
well, and for me, I have struggled. I don't make a lot of coaching friends in my area. Oh, a lot of them don't like me, and I'm okay with that.
You know what? My coaches and I joke about that all the time. They go, Steve, do you want to be liked or do you want to win? I go, the guys in our league that lose all the time, everyone loves them. I go,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, because we know we can beat you.
Exactly. So I've not made many friends in the country
That's okay. All right. So send me that and I'll take a look at it, coach.
Okay. All right. I will. Awesome.
All right. Let me know if you have any other questions. We'll talk.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks, coach. See you.
Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you love it and you want to support us, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial as we talk. Subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Those Apple Podcasts mean a lot to us. I read every one of them. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.